السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We've been studying dignity in Islam, and inshallah we are going to have two more sessions so that we can at least finish some part of the discussion, because this is very broad area and Islam has lots of sayings about dignity. We've been referring to some of the characteristics of people who enjoy an honorable character. And now, for the sake of comparison and in order to better understand, I want to refer to some of the problems that exist in the people who don't have that honorable character, who don't have that self-respect, who feel weak inside. One of the problems that can exist in a person who has not been brought up or who has not developed his personality in the way that he would have this honor inside is that they have very weak willpower. They are not able to stand against difficulties, to face challenges, and quickly they accept the condition that they are in, and they think it's impossible to change. You know, many times, if not most of the time, we live in situation which is not pleasant, which is not ideal. And this is one of the realities of this life, that we have to always struggle to improve the condition. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Allah has made us in such situation that we have to work, we have to struggle, we have to try to improve the condition. If a person is not strong, he would choose the easiest way for the short term, not the long term. The easiest way for the short term is just to be pleased with what it is and try to have a little bit comfort zone for yourself, you know, a little bit comfortable space for yourself, and that's it. For example, if we live in a neighborhood that we have some troubles, for example, we have people in our neighborhood who always annoy other people, who, for example, either they rob their properties, or I don't know, they harass them, or they create trouble for their children. So this is a problem. One easy solution is just to ignore the problem and try to protect your own family. For example, you try not to leave home alone, empty, not to go out alone, and just accept this situation and try to find a little bit of comfort for yourself, how to cope with this situation. But the better way is to challenge this situation. Why we must suffer from these people? Why we cannot discipline these people? Why you cannot, for example, take them to authorities or, you know, challenge them? If we all get together and united, then these people would be respecting our rights. So those who have weak personality, they always try to do the minimal changes, and you know, they try to be just pleased with whatever it is. Sometimes it leads to the condition that even theologically they believe in predeterminism, in jabr. They say that, you know, everything is predestined. It is already decided what is going to happen to us. And if they are religious, you know, sometimes they say, you know, this is qaza and qadar of God. We cannot change anything. If I have a problem, I have to accept it. And we read in history that sometimes some tyrants, some people who had power and position, they supported the idea of determinism. For example, people like Muawiyah, they were supporting the idea of jabr, determinism, because they were telling people, you have to accept this as a reality which is predestined. In eternity, it has been decided who would be now your khalifa, who would be now your ruler. You cannot change it. You have to accept it. And they were misquoting, misinterpreting the ayah, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. When we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the one who is the owner of the kingdom, تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَىٰ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَىٰ, you give kingdom, sovereignty to those that you want and you take away. So they say, look, if I have power, Allah has given me. If Hussein or his father, they don't have power, Allah didn't give them power. You have to accept. So this combination of having tyrant people who try to promote the idea of determinism, and on the other hand have people with weak personality who are ready to live under any circumstance, under any banner, this makes the life very bad, very, you know, terrible. You cannot have a life of dignity and honor. And this is where then some people have to really stand and try to give whatever is the cost in order to raise the awareness among the people, like what Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, that he was telling people, life under such people doesn't worth living. To die with dignity and honor is better than living without dignity and honor. So one of the things that people who lack this honorable character is that they have weak willpower, they are easily accepting the situation as it is, the status quo, and they sometimes believe in jabr, in determinism, and therefore they don't resist against the challenges, against the problems. Another problem is that they often become very pessimist. This is also another thing that happens. They always think that bad things are going to happen. You know, they are always negative in their vision. If they are going to marry, they say, I know I have problem. I'm going to have problem. Or my children are going to have problem. If they want to do a business, if they want to do for, I don't know, any trip, they are always thinking about negative side. And this is bad. You have to be careful. You know, something that I hope everyone here would remember is we have to distinguish between two things. If you don't make this distinction, we will suffer. One is to be cautious, and another thing is to be suspicious. These are not the same. You have to be cautious, but you don't need to be suspicious. If you want to marry, or you marry your daughter or son, you have to be cautious. You cannot accept every proposal. You have to be very cautious. But does it mean that you have to be suspicious? You have to say, no, these people have definitely, or, you know, more likely they have some bad intention, you know, they are going to create trouble for us. Nowadays, we cannot find good people. You know, if you become suspicious, then anything that happens, you try to interpret it based on your suspicion. And you will never give that person the opportunity to prove himself, to prove that he is a good person or genuine person. You need to be cautious. I accept. Nowadays, we have to be very cautious because, unfortunately, there are bad people around. We cannot, you know, as easily accept proposals coming for our daughter or, for example, you know, marrying our son to someone and anything like that. We have to be cautious, but we don't need to be suspicious. You have to be careful, but you don't need to be pessimist. And if you think too much of negativity, then psychologically you yourself put yourself into trouble. And also, Islamically, we have this idea that problems actually may happen to you if you are always pessimistic. You know, we have this concept of tatayyur. Tatayyur means that you yourself think that bad is going to happen. And if you always think that bad is going to happen, then actually there is a chance that it's going to happen. So sometimes this world runs as you think it's going to run. Things are going to happen as you think. Nowadays, some people are trying to explain this as the way energy in this world is functioning and this type of, you know, ideas. I'm not going to talk about that. But what we have Islamically is that if you have good opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have good opinion, positive opinion about what is going to happen to you, there is great chance that it's going to happen. And if you are pessimistic and you always say bad is going to happen, there is a chance that bad is going to happen. You know the story of Pharaoh. It is said in some hadith, some sources, that once Pharaoh was asked by one angel who appeared as a human being, maybe Jibreel. You know, angels can take form of human beings. They can take form of bird. They can take form of any animal except dog and pig. So, an angel appeared, tamathala, appeared as a human being to Pharaoh. And asked Pharaoh, if you had a servant that you looked after him and supported him from his birth, his nutrition, his health, parents, shelter, everything you provided him, and you gave him position, you made him in a very high position, but then that servant of you would not accept, would not acknowledge that you have this favor upon him, and instead of being thankful and grateful to you, started questioning your existence and said, you know, he doesn't believe in you, he doesn't accept you, he doesn't admit that you have done all these things, and he wants to put himself in your position. What would you do with him? Pharaoh said, I will make him drown in the sea. Such a servant has to be punished like this. This way of thinking that Pharaoh had in mind was actually what was going to happen to himself. So if you think in a way which is negative, there is a chance that it may happen. Or Prophet Yusuf, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, when he saw how those women were making plots and were acting somehow, some of them against her, and they had, you know, interest in him. What did he say? He said, "Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay." Said, "My Lord, to go to prison is better than what they call me." So, who suggested that Yusuf should go to prison? Yusuf himself. He said, "Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay." Okay, so he went to Sejn and was saved, but it was somehow his own idea that came. So, sometimes when we are thinking in a negative way, then that may actually happen to us. We have to try to be positive as much as possible. So this is the concept of tatayyur. Tatayyur. Inna tatayyarna bikum, we have in Surah Yasin, is very bad thing. That you always think bad things are going to happen, and actually they may happen. It's better to be always positive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, ana inda dhann abdi al mu'min. I am very close to what my believing servant thinks about me. If you think positively, inshallah, it's going to be positive. If you think negatively, if you say, Allah is not going to forgive me, it's impossible that He forgives me, I have no hope of forgiveness, so there is a chance that you will not be forgiven. This is Ya'as and Rawhillah. This is a great sin. One of the major sins is this, to say Allah is not going to forgive me. So, those who don't have that honorable and strong personality, they are pessimist. They always think more about negative side. They are suspicious. They are hopeless. And therefore, they are not bringing changes and improvements to the life of themselves and family and society. And this is a problem that happens sometimes in some countries, you know, in the third world countries, sometimes, you know, you see that this is the general mentality of people, that they think they cannot improve their condition. They think that this is the way as that Allah has decided for them. They have to suffer till end of this world. They have to always remain in a very low situation. This is very bad. Another problem is, these people are not able to have endurable, stable relation with other people. If I have not been able to have this izzah and honor in myself, it's like a country which doesn't have a stable government. If a country doesn't have a stable government, if a country, you know, is in chaotic situation, they cannot have a stable relation with other countries. If there is, you know, conflict between government and parliament and, I don't know, the king and, you know, other power holders, then how can then you be in good relation with your neighboring countries, with other, you know, countries in the world? Every person is like this. If inside me there is peace, integrity, there is honor, respect, then my relation with my wife, my husband, my children, my friends, my colleagues, my neighbors will be all right. But if in myself I am confused, I don't know what type of person I am, and I feel very, you know, vulnerable and weak, then I become very angry with people. I will become very aggressive. Because a person who feels he is challenged by others want to react. You know, if you are very confident, for example, each of these needs, you know, lots of discussion. I am trying to make it very brief. Imagine if I am a person who is giving lecture for the first time, okay? Or I am a lecturer who has been employed and this is my first day of teaching. I am very nervous. I am very, you know, worried. Then if someone asks me a question, I feel very bad. You know, maybe I am not going to answer this question. Maybe they are testing me. Maybe they want to challenge me. Maybe someone has asked them to put me into this situation. Because I feel very worried and stressful, then actually I may not be able to handle this case properly. Sometimes, you know, I have the knowledge, but that stress makes me unable to find the right words to use. Sometimes I get angry. I say, why you are asking this question? And then it puts me in a very bad situation. Say, oh, what type of person is he? He doesn't, you know, treat people with respect. So the worry that I had that today I may get into trouble, actually that worry put me in trouble. A lecturer, a scholar who is confident, if people ask him questions, he doesn't feel worried. He doesn't say, oh, these are bad people, these are troublemakers. You know, in Hosea, ulama very much love the people who ask questions. And we call them, you know, mustashkil. So sometimes they say, this person was mustashkil in the lessons of Ayatollah so-and-so. It's like a position that this person was the one who was making objections. Of course, with good intention, not, you know, to make trouble. And if sometimes, you know, there is no question at all, then the alim says, this is bad. Today we didn't have any question. This is not majlis for funeral. You have to ask questions. So a lecturer who is confident would not feel bad if his students ask him questions. Indeed, he feels very happy. But if you are stressful, then you think everything is an attack. So if you go to personal life, I am, for example, just married, and I don't know that much my in-laws. So if these poor guys, you know, come and visit me, I think they have bad intention. If they call and ask their daughter how you feel, I say, oh, they are interfering in our life. So if you have these worries, then actually you create problems by yourself. Take it easy. This is sometimes not possible to arrange it and solve these problems quickly, because you need to fix your personality, but at least as much as possible till the personality is improved and strengthened. We have few other items, but my time is short, so I only mention one thing. Another problem is with such people is that they show off. The people who have no honorable personality, they don't have that karama, that izzah, that dignity, they are very likely to show off. Because for you, how people judge you becomes the most important thing. You know, imagine if a billionaire comes to this room, a billionaire, he has lots of money.
He wouldn't bother whether we think he has money or not.
He says whether they want to think and accept that I am rich or not, I don't bother.
He is so confident about himself that he doesn't bother. But a person who has always been poor and just in the last few days has been able to, I don't know, achieve a little money, he is very, you know, concerned. He wants to tell everyone, I am no longer poor. You should, you know, respect me. I have, you know, a few thousand pounds in my account. Because he's on the edge. For him, it's very important how people judge him. But if you are rich inside, it doesn't matter. So those who are not rich inside, they try to please people and attract their attention by showing off. Because this is the way that they can become important, they can become significant. Imam Kazim alayhi salam said to Hisham ibn Hakam, in a very beautiful hadith, he said many things. One of them is this: if you have in your hand a piece of jewelry, for example, a pearl, if you have a pearl in your hand, lu'lu, for example, and people say this is a walnut, does it make any difference for you? You see the pearl, you have it in your hand, you hold it, and people say it's pearl, it's walnut. It doesn't affect you. You feel sorry for them that they don't understand the difference between a pearl and walnut. And if there is a walnut in your hand, and people say, mashallah, you have jewelry in your hand, you have pearl in your hand, you shouldn't feel happy. You know that your hand is empty. There is no pearl. It's just a walnut. Doesn't have any much of value. If we know what we have or what we don't have, then why we should be that much thinking about what other people judge about us? Why, you know, we should show off? Yes. A mu'min is careful about his reputation. That's another issue. A mu'min has to behave in the way that people don't think bad about him. You cannot endanger your reputation, your respect. But this is different from showing off. This is different from doing something wrong in order to please people. We do our best to act as Allah wants from us. And we try not to do anything that would bring question marks and suspicions to us. Okay. But then I don't need to go out of my way and change my lifestyle and my actions just to make people pleased with me. The main thing is that Allah should be pleased with me. But if we have weak personality, we are always thinking what others think about me, what others judge about me, how to make them happy. And that's the problem. So we have to find this balance. I stop here, and inshallah we will have more session, one more session, and then inshallah the next speaker will continue. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.